Hot 91, Nugget and Owl. Well, we've dragged into the room of torture this afternoon our esteemed Harrison.
How are you, Harry?
Yeah, it's very dingy in here. I'm a bit worried.
No, you shouldn't be worried at all. But we do want to discuss something with you, big fella, because, of course, Harry's one of our news readers. You would have heard his dulcet tones, no doubt. But apart from that, Harry is also the world's biggest Melbourne Storm fan. Is that a fair assessment, big guy?
It's a bit fair. Yeah. Just a bit massive.
I've actually heard rumours the reason why the Storm chose the coast was to be closer to Harrison.
Yeah,
that's actually the reason why they came up here when COVID broke out.
All the emails saying, come up, please come up to the Sunshine Coast.
So Harry, you're sporting, obviously, grand final week. The boys are in Sunday night.
Super pumped for them.
Even if it's round 11, you're wearing Melbourne Storm stuff during the week, to be fair.
You can catch me wearing Storm colours most days of the week.
Currently wearing a Melbourne Storm polo shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On your right arm, what's under the sleeve of that polo shirt, Harry?
I'm very proud to say I have a Melbourne Storm tattoo.
They
say you wear your heart on your sleeve, but I say a true fan wears their team on their
sleeve. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with people being proud of their team. However, what's under the Storm logo, Harrison?
The years they won the premierships. Legitimately.
So 07 and 09 aren't on there.
No, well, I got this done in 2017 after the 2017 grand final.
So you'd have to have anything removed.
No.
Under your arm, under the Storm logo is what, 99?
99, 2012 against the Bulldogs and 2017 against the Cowboys.
Against the little Cowboys. Yes. Now, as I say, I've got no problem with the tattoo. Alan, do you share my concerns on this? The numbers underneath, just want to clarify, you didn't play in any of those grand finals.
I didn't play, no.
That feels like to me that should be left to the players who played in the grand final. Are you of a like mind?
Look, it normally would indicate that you had played a grand final.
Yeah.
And you sort of got that done as a memento of the occasion.
Of your massive achievement.
See, my argument is, you know, fans are part of the experience on grand final day. And I think, you know, you have that memory, and I think it's important to keep that memory alive because that's a great memory that we'll never experience again.
Look, it is massive. It's huge.
What Harrison hasn't said, he's got the names of every player in the squad tattooed on his back.
Cameron Smith.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
No, but what is weird, even the support staff's name is on there, which is weird. The equipment manager felt like you were going.
Yeah, I thought the strapper was a bit
strength
much.
And conditioning coach. You know,
it's the most committed thing I've ever seen from a fan. I want to put it out to the Hot 91 family this afternoon. Can anyone even match or top Harry's effort with the lengths they've gone to support their team? I don't think anyone's going to ring up.
There's going to be a passionate fan.
I reckon you are absolutely on your own here.
Someone who's gone further than the tat.
Well, at least even if they've gone with the tat and possibly the premiership years.
I want to see a whole sleeve if they have a whole sleeve tattoo.
Well, if you've been a St George fan for the last 80 years, you have a few tats
on
them.
List.
Those 50s and 60s got very busy. So,
and Harry, if things go your way this weekend, will you be adding to the tattoo?
I've already booked the appointment with my tattoo artist.
Oh, yeah. You would get it on there.
Yeah, that confidence.
Oh, yeah, we absolutely would do it. Well, that's a massive effort. Well, like I said, give us a call, 1300 468 911. Can you match Harry's level of commitment for his love for the Melbourne Storm?
I reckon there's someone out there.
We're hearing nothing, I reckon, but I'd love to hear from somebody. Give us a call. We'll find out next. 1300 468 911. Can you match what Harry's done to support his team?